Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Wonderful Things You Will Be by Emily Winfield Martin is a picture book built as a rhyming affirmation from an adult to a child. First published by Random House Books for Young Readers, it is best understood as a read-aloud keepsake rather than a plot-driven story. The book addresses young children directly, imagining the many qualities they may develop, while emphasizing that adult love is not conditional on any single achievement, talent, or future path. Its purpose is emotional and relational. It gives parents, grandparents, and caregivers language for expressing hope, pride, and acceptance in a form children can hear repeatedly. The text is simple, musical, and accessible for preschool and early elementary audiences, while the illustrations add warmth, variety, and a sense of possibility. Its popularity comes from combining gift book sentiment with enough artistic care and verbal restraint to remain usable as a bedtime or milestone book. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, unconditional love is presented as the book's central promise. The most important idea in The Wonderful Things You Will Be is that a child is loved before any particular future is known. The speaker wonders about the child's character, interests, and possibilities, but the emotional foundation is already settled. This distinguishes the book from picture books that attach praise mainly to performance, cleverness, obedience, or accomplishment. The adult voice does not demand that the child become exceptional in a narrow sense. Instead, it frames growth as open-ended and personal. That approach is significant for a young audience because children often encounter evaluation early through school readiness, behavior expectations, and comparison with peers. Martin's book softens the pressure by placing identity before achievement. The message is not that every child will become anything imaginable in a literal or professional sense, but that each child has a future worth welcoming. The simplicity of the language helps the promise feel direct rather than abstract. For caregivers, the book functions as a script for affection that is emotionally clear without requiring explanation. For children, repeated readings can reinforce the idea that being seen and loved is not dependent on choosing the right path. Secondly, the rhyming structure turns affirmation into a repeatable read-aloud experience. The book's effect depends heavily on its musical structure. Martin uses rhyme, rhythm, and concise phrasing to make the text easy to read aloud and easy for children to anticipate. This matters because picture books for very young readers are often experienced through repetition, rather than one-time comprehension. A child may not analyze the meaning of every line, but the cadence creates familiarity, and familiar language can carry emotional reassurance. The rhymes also prevent the book from becoming a static list of compliments. Instead of presenting a lecture about potential, the language moves forward with a gentle momentum that suits bedtime, quiet reading, or ceremonial occasions such as birthdays and baby showers. The text avoids the density of a moral lesson, which makes it accessible to preschool children, yet it still gives adults enough feeling to connect with. Its restraint is part of the craft. A more elaborate poem could become sentimental or difficult to follow. A flatter prose text could feel generic. The balance between lyricism and simplicity is one reason the book is frequently described as sincere, rather than overly sweet. Its readability is not incidental but central to its staying power. Thirdly, the illustrations broaden the idea of who a child might become. Emily Winfield Martin's illustrations are not merely decorative. They shape the book's interpretation of possibility. The art presents children with varied appearances, temperaments, and imagined futures, which helps the text avoid reducing childhood to one ideal personality. Because the words are broad and affirming, the images carry much of the specificity. They show curiosity, play, creativity, tenderness, courage, and individuality through visual scenes rather than extended explanation. This is especially important in a picture book, where children read images as much as text. The visual world gives young readers more ways to recognize themselves or others. It also gives adults opportunities to pause and talk about what different children are doing, feeling, or imagining. The illustrations have a handmade, slightly nostalgic quality that supports the book's keepsake status, but they are not simply old-fashioned. Their variety suggests that a worthy future can include many forms of expression and character. The well-known gatefold near the end adds a tactile surprise that reinforces abundance and discovery. In this way, the artwork expands the emotional claim of the book. A child's becoming is not singular, predetermined, or visually uniform. Fourthly, the book works best as emotional reassurance, not as a narrative or lesson book. The Wonderful Things You Will Be has a clear limitation that also explains its purpose. It is not a story with conflict, character development, or a sequence of events to resolve. Nor is it an instructional book that teaches a skill, explains a concept, or introduces factual knowledge. Its structure is closer to a blessing or affectionate poem. This means it may not satisfy readers looking for narrative complexity, humor, problem solving, or classroom content tied to a curriculum objective. However, judging it by those standards would miss its intended function. The book is designed to create an emotional exchange between adult and child. Its value comes from the intimacy of being read aloud, the repetition of positive language, and the opportunity for caregivers to voice hopes without prescribing a future. In a home library, this makes it useful at transitional moments before sleep, at the arrival of a new baby, on birthdays, or during periods when a child needs reassurance. In an educational setting, it can support discussions about identity and kindness, but it is not primarily a teaching tool. Its narrowness is intentional, and its success depends on that focus. Lastly, its gift book appeal comes from combining milestone sentiment with everyday usability. Many picture books are purchased either for daily reading or for special occasions, but The Wonderful Things You Will Be occupies both spaces. It is often given at baby showers, first birthdays, graduations from preschool, or other milestones because its message naturally addresses the future. The adult speaker looks toward what the child may become, which makes the book feel appropriate when families mark growth or new beginnings. At the same time, it is not tied to a single event. Its language is general enough for bedtime reading, quiet bonding, or repeated use over several years. This dual role helps explain its commercial durability. And made and anomated, a purely ceremonial book might be admired once and placed on a shelf, while a purely practical bedtime book might not feel special enough as a gift. Martin's book bridges those categories through polished design, emotionally direct text, and illustrations that reward revisiting. The physical and visual qualities also matter, because gift books must feel worth keeping. The result is a picture book that can function as a token of affection from an adult while still offering a child a familiar and comforting reading experience. In conclusion, The Wonderful Things You Will Be is best suited for parents, grandparents, caregivers, and gift givers who want a gentle picture book about childhood potential and unconditional affection. It is especially appropriate for preschool children, though its keepsake quality allows it to remain meaningful as a family object beyond the earliest reading years. Its practical benefit lies in giving adults simple, memorable language for expressing love without making a child's value depend on achievement. Its intellectual benefit is modest, but real. It introduces children to the idea that identity can include many traits, interests, and forms of kindness or creativity. Compared with many affirmation books, it stands out because it pairs restrained rhyming text with distinctive illustrations rather than relying only on broad positive statements. Compared with more narrative picture books, it offers less plot and less dramatic engagement, but it provides a stronger ceremonial and emotional function. Its appeal is not that it teaches children how to become successful, but that it creates a repeated experience of being welcomed into the future. In a crowded field of sentimental gift books, Martin's work remains notable for its balance of warmth, visual richness, and read-aloud simplicity. If you would like to support Emily Winfield Martin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.